think it's going to be a tough one to sum up this one. So we'll start with the first half, all the good stuff. Could have, I mean, was it 3-0? Could have been 5-4, 5-6, easy, I suppose.
Yeah, and should be. That, you know, that's, you shouldn't be disappointed because we won 5-3, but it's just, you know, the, I don't know, when you're playing against teams that you should put to bed, the professional attitude is to put it to bed, and we took it too easy, and then it manifested itself in the second half, gifting them 3 goals, and that's just, it's simply not good enough.
Yeah, because it was strange in the second half, because it looked like just stayed in the dressing room. I mean, I think it started, I think Neville let two soft corners in, and then it just festered from there.
Yeah, that went right through the team. Yeah. That was the starting point of it all, and we spoke at half-time about, you know, when you're in front, because the referee was poor for both teams, and you know, there was challenges going in, and I said to him at half-time, you're winning 3-0, if you go out there and start and take it easier, they're going to bang challenges in, and yeah, you know, they'd already started before our time, you know, and we went out with totally the wrong attitude, you know, and that's not due to anything but them players themselves, you know. We've said the things that to be expected, and it happened, you know, the things that we did expect if we weren't right and the attitude wasn't right happened. And like I say, it's just not good enough. You know, somebody said to me, if we'd have been playing against a team up the top, and it would have, you know, like the tempo of the game was brighter and stuff like that, then we wouldn't have been in that situation. That's quite right. But whoever you're playing against, you've got, you know, as a manager, I've got to know what I'm going to get out of the players. And today it was chalk and cheese.
Yeah, because I was going to say, because you think that's what it is that, or was today, that, you know, 3-0 at half time, it's a team that, you know,
yeah, they've gone and they've come.
You think the game's won already, and before exactly, you know it, you know.
Exactly, before you know it, they're right back in it. And the worst thing is, we've gone
4-0. Yeah, we've gone 4-0, yeah.
That's the time we should be kicking on, but everybody just stopped and waited for somebody else to pick up the baton, if you like. And like I say, it's.
And that's it, because those first two goals from them were both from defensive mistakes.
Yeah,
you know, long balls over, or a bit of sloppiness at right back and whatever, then they get a penalty, and before you know it, like you say, it's 4-3 in a game where you should be cruising.
Yeah, exactly, and that's, you know, the only way I'll be able to affect it now is by my selections, and that'll be, you know, that'll be told to the players. They've got to show me that they'll wear that shirt, and by the only way they can do that is by going out and working hard for it. And in the second half, the work rate just wasn't there.
Looking at some plus points, I mean, Carlos had another busy game, and especially that first half, the left back knew where he was coming or going. Again, Grimshaw, I think midfield at times, second half probably not tight enough, but overall I think he was busy and played well. And Ryan up front looked not sharp, I wouldn't say sharp yet, obviously, but he looked pretty nippy up there.
Yeah, he's not played, he showed some glimpses of good intelligence, really. You know, things that we've seen in training, and I'm sure, you know, there's more to come from him. He's still a young lad, and he's plenty to learn, but the more he gets to know the players and the way that we play, I'm sure the better will come from it.
And you're saying team selections and things, I mean, Whitby on Wednesday, Deegan's back presumably, is it only one game?
Yeah, it was just the one
so
game.
Obviously,
so, you know,
he comes back into the mix, and Tuesday night had a good game. So
yeah, I thought he was excellent on Tuesday. Absolutely,
so who knows?
Excellent. So, you know, that's one for us to look at, and if Deegan's needed, including then.
Absolutely.
That's it.
No problem. Cheers, Carl.
Cheers.